All right, and welcome to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue, and I'm here to read another a little short story for you to enjoy, hopefully. Maybe get you to a better sleep rather than a sleepless evening. Who knows? I know it's been a while since I have been on, but you know what? Girls gotta have a vacay. That's what I did, and I had an amazing time at the cottage, and I did some writing, which I am not going to tell you if it's my writing or not my writing. But other than that, I am going to read a short story titled The Love God. Now, the fun part about this one is I actually didn't read it first. So what that means is pretty much I'm reading this all for the first time too. So I don't even really know how long this story is. I don't even really know what it's about. The Love God. Could be hot. Who knows, right? So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Here we go. The Love God. The sounds of horns beeping and traffic woke me. I leaned up, stretched, yawned, and looked at my sleeping husband to the left of me. I gently caressed his face and kissed him on the forehead before I slid out of bed. I wanted to fuck, but he was knocked out. So I did what I do sometimes when I needed a good fuck. I went into my study, crossed my legs on the floor, and as I sat naked in the middle of a pentagram, I meditated. Before I knew it, I had astral projected to one of my comfort places. It was a place that I had been going since I learned the Power F astral projection. Within seconds, there I was walking naked through a field, and before I knew it, a 7-foot tall, muscular man with a foot-long cock grabbed me. He lifted me up and he turned me around. I wrapped my legs around his waist and kissed him. "Where have you been?" I asked. I reached between his legs and shoved his cock into my cunt. I tilted my head back and moaned. "Life," I said. He bounced me up and down on him and grunted. "You're still so tight," he said. Only a man with a 12-inch long, 6-inch wide cock would say that. I dropped my legs and fell to the ground. I grabbed his cock and shoved it into my mouth, and he grabbed my hair and pulled me into his thighs. "Ugh," he yelled. I leaned back just when he came. Like a fire hose, he let out a long, thick stream of cum. I was drenched. I stood. He looked down at me and smiled. I looked up and grinned. "Sometimes I think all you use me for is my dick. You only come around when you're horny." He turned me around and slid his cock between my ass cheeks. "So tight," he grunted, and came again. He then pushed me away and said, "You make me come too quick." I looked down and saw that I was covered in cum. I rubbed it on my fingers and licked. "Fuck me," I said. "I've fucked close to 1,000 guys in my world and hundreds of gods here, and I'm still too tight." I stood, and then I walked towards a waterfall. Fucking demigods. Not long after, he joined me. He wrapped his hands around my waist and pulled me towards him. He smiled at me, grabbed me by the hair, and pulled me closer to him. He looked me in the eyes and said, "I'm sorry if I've offended you." I rested my head on his chest and sighed. "It's okay," I said. I looked up at him and kissed. I rested my head on his chest and sighed. "It's okay," I said. I looked up at him and smiled. I wrapped my legs around his waist, shoved his cock in me again to French kiss him. "I just want to please you," I said. He slammed me against the wet rocks and fucked me. My body slid up and down the wet rocks. I tilted my head back and smiled. The water from above cascaded over our bodies while we enjoyed each other. "You do please me," I smiled and said. "Fuck me like you mean it. Fuck me, motherfucker." He grinned and leaned over and kissed my neck. He sucked on my neck before he said, "I'm about to come." I unwrapped my legs and kneeled in front of him and shoved my face into his thighs. As my mouth wrapped around his supernaturally large cock, he let out a loud grunt and came. When I had a mouthful of his hot sperm, I stood under the waterfall and opened my mouth. He walked behind me and pulled me towards him and cupped my tits with both hands. I leaned back against him and sighed. "I'm going for a swim," I said as I jumped into the lake. Terran's realm was fucking awesome. He ruled as one of the demigods of this dimension. He was god of power and might, and he fucked like it. I never ventured out to other places. I met Terran by accident. That was when I was a kid. Since I never wanted to see other places, Terran told me about the world, and it sounded interesting. However, he made me happy. This place had a view like no other. There were trees and exotic flowers. There was a lake and mountains and wildlife. His home was huge, and 10 bedrooms and like 5 baths. And room top deck. If I could, I would stay with him forever. I dove into the water and took a few laps. I love the feel of the warm water and the hot sun. While in the middle of the lake, I twirled around like a giddy little girl. I swam to the side and rested at the edge and looked at the blue sky. I felt alive, and as I drifted off, my body floated. The warm sun that beamed down on my naked body covered me like a blanket. Behind me, I heard a splash, and not soon thereafter, I felt my ass cheeks spread. I looked behind me. Taryn ate my ass out and fingering my pussy. It was fucking boring. Fucking bliss, but it didn't last long. When I opened my eyes, I saw a pair of smooth legs that led to a toned body attached to a beautiful, glowing face standing above me. She was dressed in black leather and black silk. It was Taryn's wife, the goddess of perverse love and lust. She knew about us and didn't mind because she liked me. She was a sexual deviant. Every time we're together, she'd tear me up sexually. She taught me how to attain sexual pleasure. She taught me how to suck cock, suck and eat pussy. I was her best student, and she repaid me for my attentiveness. "Well, look who it is," Greta said. "Hey, Greta," I said. She kneeled in front of me and touched my face. All of her showed. Her labia was 3 or 4 inches long and spread open and exposed a beautiful shade of pink. I liked looking at her. She was one of the most beautiful beings I knew. She pissed on my face. I leaned up and opened my mouth and then reached between her legs and stuck my finger in her pussy. She touched my chin and looked me in the eyes and said, "You need to take care of that promise you made last time," she said. "What?" I closed my eyes and sighed as Taryn probed me with his tongue. My finger went deeper in her. "Are you talking about?" She grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled my head back. I opened my eyes and saw her eyes were closed. Her head was tilted to the sky. She was biting her bottom lip. All the while I continued to finger her. As my finger explored her, she panted. She reached behind her and grabbed a pair of handcuffs and then said, "You know." Greta reached behind her legs and grabbed and raised my hand to her mouth and sucked on the finger that was in her. She then stood and looked down at me and said, "Come on, let's go." I looked behind at Taryn and ran my hand on his head and said, "You want to join us?" He moved away and nodded to Greta. He pulled me to the shallow side of the lake, and before I stepped out, he grabbed my hair, pushed me between his legs. When my mouth was wrapped around his cock, he pulled me into his thighs. I pushed away from Taryn and looked up at him. I stood and was eye level with him. I wrapped my arms around his neck and whispered, "I want more." I stared at him as my breathing became heavier. "Eat my pussy. Lay down," I said to Taryn. When we did, we got into a 69 and began eating each other. His tongue was in me, moving left to right, stroking my walls. He knew what he was doing, and having your pussy ate by someone who knew what they were doing was fucking awesome. I had his cock in my mouth, and I tried equally as hard to please him. My face was buried into his wet crotch when Greta walked over and pulled my head up on my hair and looked at me. She stared as I grinded my pussy into Taryn's face. I stroked his cock up and down, and when he came, he pulled me by the ass into his face and grunted. Cum shot up, hit my chin, and ran down my hand. I closed my eyes and sighed, and when I opened again, I looked at Greta and grabbed her face with both my cum-covered hands, pulled her down to my face, and kissed her. The fucking kiss was hot and passionate. After she stood and walked away, I leaned down and began sucking on his cock until he came. He did, but this time it was in my mouth, and I pushed my head down and made sure I savored every fucking drop. After I stood and walked over to Greta, who was sitting on a lounge chair, I straddled her, opened my mouth, and kissed her. I shared Taryn's cum with her. Cum dripped over our bodies. She leaned back and looked down at a huge wad that was dead center on her silk blouse. She sighed and then ripped the blouse off, exposing her bare chest. She then cuffed my hands behind my back. She moved her hands between my legs and fingered me. I then leaned down and sucked on her tits. By this time, Taryn had gotten hard again and joined us. He stood behind me and fucked my ass while she finger-fucked me while I sucked on her tits. Greta leaned back in her chair, and after she ran both hands through my hair, she slid them down my back until reaching my ass. I opened my eyes and locked layers with her. Taryn's strokes were getting harder every time he pushed, and when he did, I moaned. I began to cry for some reason, but I didn't want to stop. Greta looked at my face and kissed my tears as they rolled down. She fingered herself. Taryn wrapped his arm around my neck, choked me, leaned down and bit my shoulder. He grunted and came, pulled out and stood up. Greta pushed on my shoulders and said to me, "Get up." I stood and looked at her. She stepped out of her skirt and grabbed me by the ass. We kissed. She ran her hands down my back, squeezed my ass cheeks, and stuck her fingers in my hole. As our tongues played, I felt her finger into my ass. She looked at me and took a deep breath, turned me around, dropped to her knees, and shoved her face into my ass. She sucked and licked cum from my fucking hole. It was deliciously dirty. I felt like a used piece of meat, the way that they were treating me, but I fucking liked it. This is who I was. I liked being used by these supernatural beings. Tara kneeled in front of me and ate my pussy out. The feeling of two tongues in me at the same time was intense, so much so that my knees buckled and I dropped to the floor as I tried to catch my breath. Greta lay beside me and kissed and caressed my face. I looked back at her cum-covered face and closed my eyes as she ran her hands through my hair and kissed me again. She then leaned over to my chest and sucked one tit while Taryn sucked the other, all while fingering my pussy. She bit my nipple, pulled my hair, gave one last suck on my tit, rested her head on my chest, looked up at me, rolled her eyes, shook her head. I took a deep breath and slowly disappeared from the tube. The next thing I know, I was back in my apartment. I was covered in cum and sweat as my husband kneeled behind me and kissed me on the neck. "You've been traveling again." I nodded and said, "I really have to introduce you to my friends." He slid his hands between my legs and rubbed my freshly fucked cunt and moaned, "I really like what they've done with you." Okay, seriously? Now, I mean, I think that sounds like it could be pretty fun. Is anybody agree with me? Anybody want to comment? Anybody want to send me an email? Could you just imagine if we could like astroplane to another place and had this amazing sexual freedom and could fuck and suck and everything, and it would just be a blast. I think that'd be a blast. Think about that during, you know, when you have to self-isolate or stay home, or you are home or you're nervous to go out, so you're home. You know what? That's why I'm here. Just get lost in some of these stories, you know? Get acquainted with yourself. I mean, realistically, if we can't be touched by anybody else, fuck, might as well touch ourselves. So, let's end on that note. This is Ryan Blue Reads to you, and I hope you enjoyed this story. This is Ryan Blue. I'm out. Sweet dreams.